Puerto Rico's financial crisis is at an important tipping point this week. Congress is considering a plan to restructure the U.S. territory's more than $72 billion debt, and time is running out. If Congress doesn't act, Puerto Rico is expected to miss a $400 million debt payment next week, a default that NPR's Greg Allen reports might signal the start of the island's financial meltdown.
The saga that is Puerto Rico's crushing debt crisis has been running for over a year. It's a story that involves eye-glazing things like tax law, municipal bonds, and hedge funds. But its impact is enormous, contributing to a stagnant economy that spurred 500,000 people to leave the island. And with a major default looming, many are beginning to speculate what a total collapse of Puerto Rico's finances would mean for bond markets and the U.S. economy. But how to make it interesting enough to grab America's attention? On his HBO show, John Oliver recruited the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of the hit Broadway play, Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, my family's from Puerto Rico, the tropical destination, where you can spend your Washingtons, the spot where you vacation, a commonwealth with not a lot of wealth and not quite nation, $70 billion topic of conversation.
Earlier this year, House Speaker Paul Ryan made Puerto Rico a priority and pledged the House would craft a plan to help the island repay its bills. Fresh from his success on Broadway, Miranda has lobbied Congress to act, even offering tickets to Hamilton if that would help.
Paul Ryan, I'll come sing Hamilton at your house. I'll do-si-do with Pelosi. I'll wear my Hamilton blouse. Your citizens are suffering. Stop the bleeding. Stop the loss. Help Puerto Rico. It's just 100 miles across.
But there are those working to stop the plan taking shape in the House. Here's an ad that's been running in Washington and in the districts of some House members.
Retirement accounts crushed. A bailout on the backs of savers and seniors. Tell Congress, stop the Washington bailout of Puerto Rico.
Well, you know, they spent a whole lot of time running it in my district and it hasn't changed my opinion because I understand what the details are.
That's Rob Bishop, a Republican from Utah and chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee. Bishop's committee has released two drafts of a plan for Puerto Rico and is now working with the White House on a third that he hopes to bring for a vote this week if possible. There's bipartisan support for the plan, which would set up a fiscal control board and an orderly process for restructuring the island's debt. It's also supported by bond funds and other creditors that hold Puerto Rican debt. The groups leading the opposition are harder to pin down. The one that paid for the ad campaign, the Center for Individual Freedom, doesn't disclose where its money comes from. Bishop believes, though, that opposition is being led by hedge funds looking to maximize the return they get on Puerto Rican debt they bought at discount prices.
There is a niche group that bought really cheap and want full-face dollars, and they think if there was chaos, if everything broke down, there probably would be a bailout, and then they probably would be first in line to get paid back in full-face credit.
Bishop says critics who call it a taxpayer-funded bailout are wrong, that the bill uses no federal money to help Puerto Rico. In Puerto Rico, elected officials are watching the deliberations in Congress with a mixture of hope and dread that color much of the island's dealings with Washington. Senator Ramon Luis Nieves opposes creation of a fiscal control board, saying it would violate the island's sovereignty. But like most on the island, he believes the solution to Puerto Rico's financial woes lies with Congress.
Puerto Rico's not asking for a bailout. We are not asking for a bailout. We're asking for the tools to help ourselves.
If Congress doesn't act, Puerto Rico is expected to default on a $422 million debt payment due next Monday. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.